In the meantime, we've been talking great TV songs and themes, and there isn't any that get much better than this one from Australian television history. With 1,397 episodes, Young Doctors was appointment viewing here on Channel 9 between 1976 and 1983. It was only surpassed as the longest running TV drama by A Country Practice and Neighbours. A Country Practice had a great theme song. A mainstay in the cast was orderly Dennis Jameson, played by Chris King. He joins us now. Chris, welcome to 4BC Weekends.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. How are you?
Mate, great to have you here. Young Doctors, what a fabulous show in the Australian television history.
Appointment viewing, I like that. That sounds pretty good.
Well, it works on multiple levels, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Mate, you're 66 now and dealing with some health challenges, and I'll talk about that shortly. Yep. But why was Young Doctors as such a successful series?
It was very cleverly put together by a couple of Englishmen who'd done soaps in the UK called Crossroads, and which was a very successful show. And a couple of them worked on Coronation Street, so they really knew the formula to put together. It was all about the characters. The stories were sometimes a bit weird, but that's what happened.
That's putting it mildly.
The better the people seemed to like them, you know. It was weird. It was funny what really rated.
It was a show that launched so many stars. Who did you work with that you have fond memories of?
Oh, look, no doubt Gwen Plum, who was a star already by the time Doctors came around, Cornelia Francis.
Who did a range of things, including Home and Away and The Weakest Link.
Yeah, she was amazing. Sadly passed on now. Her son had arranged her funeral, and I was invited to attend, which I did. It was quite amazing. Corny was fantastic. Mark Holden.
Mark Holden. He was one of the dashing doctors. But, mate, let's talk about you, because you've had some health challenges. You suffered a stroke recently. How are you, and what were the warning signs?
I'm recovering. The warning signs, they don't give you too many warning signs on the stroke, unfortunately.
It just hit you, did it?
It did, yeah. I was doing an interview for ABC Radio, which I do down here. I have a thing called Backstage Pass on our local ABC, which is where I go and do interviews and things for local theatre and whatever's on. And I happened to be doing this interview, and it was for the musical The Addams Family. And I was there visiting the Addams Family in their house, and thankfully the cast members realised there was something wrong and called an ambulance immediately, and that's the big thing, you know, you've got to get to hospital quickly. And I had a very new surgery where they put go up through your artery and suck out the clot, which is amazing. I don't remember anything about that, thankfully.
Yeah.
And the recovery's been long, because that was February, and I'm still doing rehab. It changes your whole life, like really bang, that's it.
Well, mate, all I can say is I'm so glad you're on the mend, and thank you for your contribution to Australian television history, because it was such a show that we loved back in the day. We loved the fact that you were part of it, and, you know, you're worthy of a Logie, mate.
Mate, you know, that's the funny thing. I was sitting there watching the Logies and watching the In Memoriam, and I noticed Reg Watson had passed away, and he was one of the two producers I talked about who got Doctors going. And I was very grateful, and that's what you've got to do. You know, Rob, wake up every day and be grateful what you have, not what you don't have.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, especially because of my children. I've got seven grown-up kids, and they were at the hospital, and they got told us, and prepare yourself, we don't think he's going to make it.
Oh, mate.
And, you know, that was very tough. I felt very sad for my kids to have to hear that.
But you did make it, and you're still going strong, mate, and we are all the more for it. Mate, we have to go, but thank you for joining us, and we'd love to get you on again to have a more in-depth chat. Chris King from The Young Doctors, thank you so much.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you. Thanks, Rob. All the very best. I hope the weather's better where you are than it is where I am. It's absolutely pouring here.
Oh, no, we've got blue skies, mate, blue skies. Thank you so much. It's 5 minutes to 10.